Hi, family, my friends, stalkers, probably. So on average, about 17 people listen to my podcast, which is a lot more than I expected because I don't promote it anywhere that is public. Again, I only do it for me to keep notes and to keep track of things. So with that said, I would just like to say that whoever is following me, stalking me, I don't carry any weapons on me or anything, so just leave me alone. I don't go to violence. All I was ever trying to do was make biblical marriage mean something, but clearly it will never mean anything in this world because the courts are all corrupt. Now I not have enough proof. I was in the court. And, I just want to say, people are making such a big deal about marriage. I mean, cheating. But cheating is not illegal. It's not a crime. Bigamy is, though. It's a wobbler law, but it's still a law. So why was it not enforced? Why would you rather make a woman look crazy than enforce it? That is my question. Also, you would rather go after me who did nothing than go after someone that stole a dog. I've been watching Todd Spitzer and his DA behavior for a while, and I'm disgusted. I emailed him way before he had this case against me, and I even emailed him still now. Like, why are you so against me when I didn't do anything and I have proof? I have witnesses. Because the people that got the restraining order on me, they're liars. They are the ones that lied. And I have proof. So I'm going to include Todd Spitzer's email in this. I would appreciate if people would email him and get him to stop going after innocent people and maybe actually enforce bigamy laws and, you know, stop making women look crazy just because we want marriage to mean something. I'm tired, but I'm not crazy. But I play crazy for you guys because apparently that's what you guys want me to be. It's crazy. And that's why I need a lawyer to sue all you guys. Because my first lawyer said I was too in my head or too mental to stand trial. How am I standing all these other trials? Huh, Ted? It doesn't make any sense. Nothing does. And I've already been hounded by black helicopters, black SUVs, police when I'm just walking. I'm tired of being treated worse than a dog in my country. If I wanted to be killed on the street or run over, I'd go to Iran. I was not trying to get run over by a car, Fullerton Police Department, and you guys know that. I told you guys to keep looking up, and you guys gave me some weird look. I kept trying to tell you guys at the hospital everything. It all had to do with Jesus, and no one believed me. I've never been so disgusted in my life. I trusted Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. I trusted Jack Hibbs. I don't anymore.